You're listening to Fakeologist Audio, a periodic audio where I explore the world of media fakery. You can find my blog at fakeologist.com, where you'll find all the links to the live stream and audio archives. You will also find links to my sublogs, forums, email, PayPal, Twitter, and YouTube. We now use Discord for all our interactive audio and text. To join in on any live conversation, go to our main page and connect to the Discord server on the right, or visit bit.ly/fakechat. Now, here's your host, the Fakeologist, Aberrato. All right, hello everybody. It is 7:22, 2018, a Sunday, rainy day on the north shores of Lake Ontario and Canada's media capital, Toronto. You're listening to episode 206. Fakeologist Open Mic is today's broadcast title. And what I'm going to do today is I've got Skype open. I can be reached at Fakeologist. I have a phone number, thanks to the donors here, at 518-639-6233. I have the Discord server open, so if you want to join me over there, you can. Where am I now? I'm in room 11. I'm going to move to the live stream here. I'm going to move Napoleon into the main show live stream. So we're over here now, and we are recording this. And it's going to be a little slower pace, I think. It's not going to be a 55 necessarily. If I step away from the mic or just start playing a video, the audio obviously, and just listening to it, then that's what you're going to listen to. Napoleon Wilson was gracious enough to join me today after I put a call out for whoever wanted to join in, and Napoleon is always there, which I find fantastic. So let me say hi to Napoleon. Napoleon, hello. Yes, thank you. You're always a big fan. I appreciate it. Just step up a little bit to the mic, if you don't mind. You're a little faint. I want you to be just as powerful as you can be.
I'll use my stage voice for you, sir.
Yeah. I think you're coming through okay, which is great. I don't want to make this a technical show. I hate when people just talk audio levels the whole time. But welcome here. I've got a couple hours here. I can only go about a couple hours before I run out of steam anyway. And I know it's towards the end of your day, being 5 hours different now? 5 hours difference?
Yes, it's now 5:45 in the afternoon. The older guy I am start wrapping up in around about 3.5-4 hours ready for.
Very good. Yes, you're a working stiff, and you're going to be stiff tomorrow.
Pretty much. But I do like the format you're thinking tonight, the open mic. Makes sense. If someone's about, there's always someone to bounce ideas off, so.
Well, the only thing that's different between this and the audio chat is this is a phone number. And unfortunately, unless you are on Skype yourself, if I get a phone call, I don't have it integrated yet, but you won't hear it. So all I can tell you is hit me up on Skype if you've got Skype. I know you have a phone. I don't know if you can call North America for free.
But if it's going out live, I can always just tune in live to fakeologistradio.com.
Yes, that's true. But there will be a delay, so you might get mixed up, I think. That would mix you up. Because we are delayed probably by 30 seconds, maybe?
Yeah.
That would probably throw you off. I don't know how you could work that out. But if you're on Skype, Fakeologist is the name. If you have a phone, which I'm pretty sure most people in the world do, it's 518-639-6233. And one day, if I feel like it, I'm going to integrate all the audio cables and make the two talk to each other. But for now, I don't have that problem because I don't have any callers for the most part. So I'm not too worried about it. I'll be able to hear everything, and the end user should hear everything. Because Skype and Discord don't seem to be fighting on my computer right now. They seem to be in tandem. And if you want to listen live, if you're bored enough to listen live. Oh, one person in Los Angeles is bored enough. The website is fakeologist.com/SNC era twitch.tv/radio2. That will bring you to the live streaming IceCast, which you can receive on any smartphone or any computer, and even play it on in the background. That is audio ice casting. Same server that the No Agenda show uses. The same server that free server that anyone could use. Well, it's a paid server, but I believe it's free software if you have a server, which I don't. So I rent one, thanks to the generous support of Fakeologists Worldwide. And I do this show just to practice my speaking skills, which I don't practice during the week because I have a fairly quiet job where I keep to myself and just listen to other people talk. And this is just a chance for me to exercise my verbal diarrhea skills. And thank you for letting me verbalize into your ear. And this is amateur radio at its finest. I don't get paid other than the odd donation, which I would never try and live off. But I do like it as sources of encouragement. And I spend many, many hours listening to mostly other podcasts and the same podcasts. Yeah, I don't branch out too much. I'm like anyone else. Once you get a few good ones, you just stick with them as long as they keep going. But on the other hand, many of the audios I have listened to over the years have disappeared, go off the air. Even the YouTube videos that I used to rip into audio, they're gone. YouTube is sanitized. Nothing's happening there. And our little fake echo chamber has become smaller over the years, so now there's fewer people to talk to. And frankly, the audio chat has gone dead. I guess that's a good word for it. So, you know, people, it's really a great study in psychology that once something slows down or loses momentum, people just bail, and almost nobody steps up to the plate, except, of course, Napoleon. He's always there. He's consistent. He's a consistent player. But let me stop talking now and ask Napoleon to chime in. What do you say about anything I've just said up till now?
I think the conspiracy world was love-bombed, flat Earth, mm-hmm. and it got people. It struck a nerve, to say. And in addition, the space hoax bubbling, the flat Earth revelation. I think that sort of love-bombed a lot. Realized they could go online and, you know, interact, which started a whole new way of communicating, and therefore it just detracted from this a little bit. That's only a partial reaction, though. I think a lot of the audio are based around probably two or three in the audio for a while, a few more people joining, so it's more of a, you know, wait until people start dancing. A couple of things, but that's just on what you said there. But mm-hmm. apart from that, I'm sure it'll pick up again, and the reason I'm sure it'll pick up again is because, well, it's quite, you've got integrity. I know you, but at the end of the day, you're fair across, mm-hmm. as long as you're that way inclined, mate, you're gonna have more than enough people in conspiracies.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your kind words as always, and the hoax environment has certainly slowed down, at least on a macro level, the big ones. We seem to be going a little bit longer between some of these hoax events now, and where I suppose in the summer doldrums, it's been pretty quiet, shooting wise, at least on a grand scale, as far as I can see. And it's quite hot in North America, and I think it's pretty hot in most of Europe right now, so the heat slows down human activity.
Certainly does.
And you just think summer and the beach. I've been to the beach at least 10 times this year, which is great, on the north shores of Lake Ontario. Even that water is warm enough. It's usually frigid. And just so people know, I keep a blog called fakeologist.com, and I often just post about different little stories that I hear about and read. It can be anything from a traffic crash, which I find suspicious in my neighborhood, to a big picture item like Fukushima, or a lovely essay by Hoi Polloi on the Clues Forum, who and him and Simon are deeply ensconced in this Tychos model of the solar system, of which I am not too interested in. But as I've said to their faces, I like both of them. I find them very intelligent, leading media fakery experts, and therefore I listen to them for that reason and that reason alone. Because if someone was going to say to me they wanted to talk about the sun and the moon and the stars, I would probably say I'm not too interested. I am interested in the deception angle about the shape of the earth, and I take that with a grain of salt. But it goes right back to when I was in grade 10 and the science teacher said to me, asked the question of the class, who can prove if the sun revolves around the earth or the earth revolves around the sun? And what is your proof? And I, of course, had no idea how to prove that. So I listened to the answers by maybe the odd super smart person, and even the answer didn't make a memory in my mind, so I can't even remember what they said to prove it. So it just proved that it seemed like one of those impossible questions to answer effectively and convincingly. Even if you understand the answer, can the average person understand the answer? Because just because you know what the answer is, if the most of the world can't understand the answer, then it's just as good as no answer. Did anyone ever ask you that question, Napoleon, in school?
Yeah, well, the funny thing with that question is it all depends on what time period you're in. Because modern day, now, you know, at this moment in time, it's virtually impossible to prove. You went back 100 years, no, from the sun. But you go back 500 years, excuse me, and you get the total opposite again. The sun revolves around us. I think over the years, what they've done is, and this is just my opinion, they've added more and more twists and turns to these orbits, this, that, and the other. So, like, you're meant to say, like, you're meant to say, I don't know, how can I prove that the Earth, sun, or Earth around the Earth, especially if you're asked as a child. But in theory, what they should say to you, do you feel, and you have to answer the question, no, I don't feel like I'm spinning. Now, it's irrelevant to the question according to science, but that's just the basic hijacking they've taken away from us. They make us rely on science instead of relying on our own senses. So mm-hmm. The first thing I'd say to a child is, you know, what's spinning the earth? What's revolving around what, the earth or the sun? And then if they said it's impossible, I'd say, right, well, do you feel like you're spinning? Because then at least you discriminate a little bit on one side or the other. If someone says they're spinning, then you phone an ambulance. Do you know? So there are slight tricks.
Yes. Actually, I just saw... hold on. Sorry about that. I'm just... where'd that come from? Oh, be quiet. Apparently, you can send audio emojis through Skype. Skype is always updating. And I just saw Unreal left a nice comment on fakeologist.com. And I just sent him a message via Skype. Now, just to get back to you, are you on Skype at all? Can you add me or can you connect to it?
I'll definitely do that at a different time. It means doing a few things to me, apps that are running.
Okay. You don't have enough horsepower is what you're saying.
Yeah, my computer had to bypass a wet part that was covered in red wine last year, and unfortunately I decided not to upgrade this year because I've quit drinking, so hopefully I won't spill red wine on it again. But we'll see.
Oh, good for you. You've stopped drinking totally?
Oh, yeah. I think we're about 4 months in now.
Oh, very good. I'm impressed. Fantastic. Was there any health reason or just general common sense?
Well, no, it was a health reason, but it was a health reason, no idea. Thankfully, I'm 100% fit and healthy. All clear while I was in days later. But I've gone from being a connoisseur of red wine to actually avoiding it like the plague now. I can get away with lager, damaged. But one of my favorite taste buds now is redundant.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're healthy and happy. All right. Well, getting back to the blog, because what happens is I forget many, many things, and I just make notes as a diary on the blog as I go along. And as such, the blog gets huge because I listen to so many things and talk about so many different things or read about so many different things. And by the way, I have a sub-blog as well called Save Chat, SaveChat, .fakeologist.com. Everything I post usually goes over the Twitter at Fakeologist or I'm a Fakeologist. And I don't really waste too much time interacting on Twitter, but it does go out there. It goes on the Facebook under one of my other pseudonyms, the Fakeologist Information. Fakeologist, the personality, has been removed by YouTube. It's been removed by Facebook. And I'm hardly even relevant on either platform. So the idea that they'd come after a tiny guy like me is ridiculous. And somebody obviously had to point me out because I don't think the masses had found me anyway. So it's just interesting how a completely dull YouTube channel like mine is removed and others are just on the edge of removal but never quite removed. So I don't even know what I said or what was posted that got the strikes, actually, and I don't even care. But I do have FakeTube, where I will post some of my favorite YouTube videos. And I think I've even hosted my own. I put September Clues on FakeTube. And if you want to find all the FakeTube videos, I categorize the blog posts where I post them as FakeTube. So if you go to the right side, go find the categories and click on FakeTube, you'll see all my self-hosted videos, including September Clues. Now let me read the latest post, and that is what happened to the 1,000 years of radiation at Fukushima. So just as on Canada, much of Canada, well, I'm going to just speak for where I am, Central Canada, Ontario. I don't know what's going on the West Coast. But here in Central Canada and Ontario, it's hot. It has been hot for a month. It's great. You can go to the lake. The lake is 25°C some days and 18°C another. That's Celsius. And even in Fukushima, the beach is now open. Yes, Hiragama Obama Beach. Yeah, I'm just reading here. Hiragama Obama Beach. Yes, you heard. Obama is in that name. That is in Soma, Fukushima. Soma. Wasn't that the pill in that Brave New World? The Soma pill?
Yeah. Yeah, there's the conspiracy theorist blowing up somewhere now because you've mentioned them two things in Korea. So we've got Obama Beach and we're in Soma.
Soma, Fukushima. Fukushima, as Simon says. I guess you could say it's Fukushima. Why not? And apparently the beach is open. I see some happy, shiny, happy Japanese children frolicking in the water. Now, I couldn't find with a really fast search how long they said it would be before anyone could live there, let alone jump around in the beach. But I did find an article saying that it would take over 100 years to remove those super hot rods, nuclear hot rods. I was reading a few of the old stories from 311, 2011, 311, 11, and days after that, where they said that, I can't even remember these numbers, but they blow my mind. They said 25,000 people died. They had huge numbers. 50,000 were sick. I don't think anyone knows the numbers because I don't think any of them are real. And I'm sure you couldn't find one person today that could tell you what the death count was, what the injury count was. The only thing I believe that did happen for sure is that they did evacuate the whole area and probably keep people out for a long time so they couldn't see that nothing was happening. But they were probably evicted from their house. That I believe. But anyway, we're told to this day that the nuclear fallout is hitting the west coast of the United States. And fish have two heads and they find Japanese toys from abandoned whatever in Fukushima or in the prefecture up there. And they said the wine is tainted. The water's tainted.
You're not going to find anything from Japan in America, are you? So it must be from Fukushima.
Yeah, but the point is that they were saying all this fallout was going to come traveling across the vast Pacific Ocean, which if you've ever been on the Pacific Ocean or flown over it, it is vast, vast, vast. If there's anything a human being could do to make any effect on that vast amount of water, then I would be shocked. There's so much water. If anyone could even figure out how much water there is, the number would be astronomical. And there's almost nothing humans could probably do to affect that kind of volume of water.
It's near enough one hemisphere planet.
Yeah. When you try and think of a big number that's so big that you can't even describe it, that's how I think of the ocean. It's endless, you know. So the idea that there's this huge pile of garbage in the ocean. Okay, so there is a, say you believe that, which I do not believe. Well, okay, how big would that pile of garbage have to be to make any difference to the ocean? which is, like you just said, half the world. It would make no difference to the world if all the garbage was dumped in the ocean and was floating there. I don't think. So anyway, getting back to Fukushima, the research that I agree with on Cruise Forum and other places, or very few other places, shows us that it was just probably a controlled demolition or destruction of a nuclear power plant that, like all nuclear power plants in the entire world, including the one right by my house, does absolutely nothing. There's no such thing as nuclear power. There's no such thing as nuclear science. It is a giant make-work project. If it does anything at all, and I contend they do nothing at all, if anything at all, it is a dump load facility to stabilize the power on the grid. And most grids don't need stabilization, but they might need stabilization if you use very intermittent power sources that we have here, like wind power, which comes and goes very quickly. The wind comes up, wind goes down. Very hard to manage that kind of power. That's almost a power surge. Solar is similar. Sun comes out, the sun goes away. The sun goes behind a cloud, and the power will just drop off a cliff. I know that because I have solar panels, and I watch the graph. It goes up and down as the clouds go by. You could never run a factory off that. Never. It wouldn't work. It would destroy all your equipment. So, again, maybe the nuclear power plants are used to somehow stabilize the power by consuming the power and boiling it off in the water. That I can believe. So if the Fukushima power plant does absolutely nothing, which I don't think it does, then all they've done is create a phony event or a real destruction of maybe a piece of the building by just maybe lighting it on fire or making a few controlled explosions and then making a huge story out of it, especially the radiation story. Complete and utter BS. But they know the Japanese buy into it because they had two other super big nuclear radiation stories in World War II. So they're conditioned to believing it. So that's a great place to keep doing it over and over again, because you know the people are already scared out of their minds about the stories because they're brought up on them. Anyway, I'll let you comment now, Napoleon.
I agree with you wholeheartedly on the nuclear science being a hoax. I agree with you with the dumping stations. The one thing that would happen now, remember, we're aware of power conspiracy, or the alt, as well as FETSA and everybody else. But there's a lot of people who do remember it, and it's gone in one ear and out the other. I think it was, how long ago now was it? 6 years ago?
Fukushima? 3/11/11?
Yeah. 7 years ago. There you go. So, mm-hmm. And not aware of it at all. You know, all right, are these people that are paying the bill for clean energy? No, probably not. But nevertheless, it's tipped, like, scaring people, like you say. That is dying down now. People are hearing talk about food being poisoned. But I think it's the same as it sits. Now, only your neighbours, like you're talking, nuclear power plant, is probably fully aware of the supposed nuclear power and stuff. But I do think that the Fukushima disaster, like you say, it does seem to be like just a recalling of the next energy. We're recalling a disaster that everybody...
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't see radiation, so that's
no
one...
truth.
You cannot see... You could see a building with the side of it blown out. They could just leave that up for years and not fix it, and that'll just...
They did put the explosion in for us, because remember, people couldn't just radiation explosion there, and there was an explosion.
Oh yeah,
so that people see that it's still all this could happen. We're scared, but like, do you remember when Chris said he was talking to now there's loads of fish on the West Coast scare tactic? I only know because obviously I'm not goes on in America, but is it still mentioned on telly?
I don't watch television, so I can't tell you. I only read the internet. That's my only source, and the only way I get these stories is through alerts. So whenever the word nuclear is in a story, I read it. Whenever the word 9/11 is in a story, I read it. I do not seek out these stories in any other way.
Yeah, I'm sure them alerts can get you in trouble with the NSA.
Well, I doubt. I'm not worried about being in trouble. All I'm doing is collating them.
But, just when you were mentioning why they were looking after you earlier, and you're probably the only person alerted.
Yes. Yes, I agree with that. I think I'm the only fakeologist in Ontario half the time, because I never get Ontario fakeologists calling me. I'm only talking to people in Britain and Australia and America. Sometimes I wonder if there are any people that are aware of anything in my own neighborhood. Somehow I doubt it.
I'm sure there are. I mean, Delcroix, not heard from Delcroix in a while, so big shout out to Delcroix. Delcroix knows lots of people who are like-minded and channels of Matt McCall. You know, there are people that think the way you and I do in areas, but maybe they're just not forthright to get in contact.
Well, that's why I have the phone line. That's why I have the phone line open. It's 518-639-6233. I don't have it memorized yet. I got to try and memorize it. Yeah, 518-639-6233. Call in. I know the phone works. Napoleon won't be able to hear you, but he just said, I'll just tell Napoleon I'm talking to a phone call, and he'll just not be able to hear it. Unless he...
I'll just mute away, and because I'm English, I'm constantly drinking tea anyway.
So. Yeah, so you'll know. Anyone else on Discord will know, but anyone listening to the live stream will hear. All right, I do still listen to the No Agenda Show, noagendashow.com, and they still make tons of money, even though they beg and cry every week. They get donations. I don't really. The donations here have dropped off, but I don't want to make that a big thing. But I'll mention it anyway, because I know some people would like to contribute. Those that don't make comments and those that don't come on podcasts and want to contribute and want their voice heard can send me an email at ima@fakeologist.com or send me a PayPal while it's still allowable. And on that show, the No Agenda Show, I heard a quick little clip on no chemical weapons found in the bombed out areas of Syria. And I found the article myself, since I couldn't find the link on the No Agenda Show, no matter how much they promote how great they are about keeping notes. And basically it says, the results show that no nerve agents or their degradation products were detected in the environmental samples or in the plasma samples taken from the alleged casualties. Along with explosive residues, various chlorinated organic chemicals were found in samples from two sites, for which there is a full chain of custody. In other words, if there's a bunch of chlorine used to maybe, I don't know, treat the water, like that's what they use to kill bacteria in the water we drink, and there's a full chain of custody, which most people understand, that means that it's been signed off every time it's moved, so we know who's had it since the moment it was created in the chemical factory. So therefore, that chemical, that chlorine, even though they have a misleading headline, that says chlorinated chemicals found in deadly Duma strikes. Okay. Yeah. So what? It wasn't used as a weapon. It was used probably to clean the goddamn water.
So, yeah. And you know, if they put the value of these, like you say in there, the chlorine, probably worth around about 80 grand, you know, then you'd say, well, it might be tricky.
Yeah.
Chlorine, everyday chlorine you buy at the corner, you know. No, it's not a hairdresser.
Like, yeah.
The big company, the big Zeneca, these big places, AstraZeneca, you know, SmithKline, whoever it is, they are literally, they're the tightest security you'll ever. Mm-hmm. Nothing escapes there. Mm-hmm. That's a good call. It just goes missing straight away, chlorine.
Well, we know what chlorine is for. I have a dechlorinator at home, which takes the chlorine out of the water, which was used to clean it. I understand why they put it in, but I don't want to drink it. So once I know it's clean, it comes to my house, I take the chlorination out, and then I drink it. Because then it's as pure as water can be. And it's not a very expensive system that I put in. You can get it for maybe 20 cases of beer. Big deal. Or maybe 30, but it doesn't matter. Save your money. Drink real stuff. Water. Clean water. It's the most important thing you can ever put in your body. Anyway, the point is they do tell the truth in the news, I think, in some cases at some times. I think this is probably a real story. And the real story is basically saying that there's no proof that any chemical weapons were ever used at this place and probably any other place in Syria. But this story is buried. This story is not promoted. And most people will never hear about it and never find it. But I found it. I thought it was good. And I posted it on fakeologist.com. Okay. Next topic. And I guess I could play this, the bumper. 55! But I'm not going 55 minutes today because I'm leaving the phone line open, the Discord open, just in case someone wants to call in. And I certainly cannot predict how long I'm going to go. But we have one live listener right now, still in Los Angeles. We had someone in Tennessee earlier, but we have one live listener now. But that is not a good indicator of who listens in the end, because most people do not listen to anything live. Do you listen to any live radio, Napoleon?
Only sport.
Only sport. And we know that the World Cup just finished, and I choose to believe the story that the listenership, the viewership, is down 50% over last time. Do you believe that?
No.
Not where you are? But worldwide, do you believe it?
I think they're probably doing something like television figures instead of, you know, people watching it on the phone. Also, there was lots of people watching it in groups because of the good weather, and that was all over the world. So they're probably pulling figures out of their ass.
Well, here's a story from June 21st. And, this is one of these videos on a news site where they don't have narration. So instead of having a reporter actually say these words, they just put a text over pictures over a slideshow and make a video out of it. I've noticed that a lot of news media, because they have no income, the income has dropped so badly that they don't even have reporters. They'll do slideshows with pictures, and the pictures could be from any time, anywhere, and they'll put words, text, over the slideshow. Must be terrible for blind people not to listen to their favorite reporters anymore, because they can't afford to pay them. But this is what they call news now. And this story is from June 21st, 2018 on Bloomberg. And I'm going to post it in the show notes. Where are the show notes? Let's see here. They're going to be on the Discord server, and they are going to be in the live stream show notes only. Here's a story that says 2018 World Cup TV ratings are down, here's the magic number, 44% from 2014. So there you go. If you believe that, which I tend to.
Must be true.
It's quite it's quite possibly true. It's possibly true. It's believable that it's true to me. And that's TV viewership from the United States. I don't think soccer's ever caught on. That's in the United States.
It's the funny thing is this weird things that take off, and I'm glad soccer never really caught on in America. I prefer your crazy sport. When I say I prefer the baseball and especially basketball.
Well, the U.S. never made it into the World Cup. That probably has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, the moment America get good at football, we'll change its sport, something that we're better at.
Yeah, cricket. Cricket will never catch on in America.
No, India's too good at cricket. In fact, we're having problems.
Mm. Well, the point is that I think maybe the Thai Cave Boy soccer team hoax, which I think is a hoax, that might have at least reminded Americans that FIFA was actually on. But other than that, I don't think anyone could care less. Yeah. I personally don't care. And I know you probably do, because you're in England and that's a big deal over there.
I just thought it was funny, one of the lads who emerged had an England top on. I think some of the lads out the cave of a Brexit. So it's good. It's one of the stories that you can either put on the front or the back page. Pretty much what this little event.
Mm-hmm. I noticed even Bloomberg wants money now. See, all the websites are trying again to get money out of people. Even my local newspaper wants money. Which, you know, I don't know if I want to pay for lies. I do like to know local stories. I'm just not sure I want to pay for them if I know half of them aren't true.
I know. But if you could go back now, think of how much in the past, because you've already loved the media.
Yeah.
Think of how much of that now. Just hold them.
Yeah, but I didn't have to pay directly for it. That's the only thing that's different. Do I want to actually shell out every month? I can't get people to donate $1.19 a month here. Should I spend $5 a month here, $5 a month there, on all these news sources? Then I'd have to stick with them, because once you're paying for something, you're obligated to read them.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends. It all depends. Are you wasting time by reading it again, if anything? Because this is one of the reasons I don't want to, because, you know, it's got all the hallmarks of being fake, and you think, well, so-called, you know, a newspaper, a fake one day, real the next. Nine times out of ten, it's not, is it? So if I were you, I'd carry on the way, throw in alerts, and you'd probably save yourself a coffee and all.
Yeah, but a lot of the sites, I get the alerts to their sites. Even though they're paywall sites, I got to pay to read the story. or link to it. I don't know what to think about it. I don't think it'll ever work. I'm not sure what the answer is for them. I don't have an answer for their funding methods either. If they just have to get,
I think you answered it correctly to start with when you said, do I want to pay for lunch?
Yeah. But I do want to know about the odd lie that goes around here though. Because some things are true. Like today I was out on the roads as I always am. And I saw, well, I didn't see it, but I saw the road closed. So I want to know why it was closed. And I had to wait till the cop took his camera down there and took some pictures on his phone. And a lot of the times the story matches a little bit of what I see. Not all of it, but I want to know the story. But I have to pay for that. Just a real, real quandary.
I think you should quit your job and become a reporter.
Yeah, but then how would I get paid?
Well, yeah, there you are. All right, then you need to pay the young fakeologist. This guy's his Fletch. This guy's...
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I can't go do it. I need to eat. I got bills coming out my wazoo. I can't stop. You know,
everybody needs money, so, yeah. Sorry, I'm speaking.
Yeah, how do these people that are so-called amateur reporters eat? How do you guys do daily broadcasts? I just come on when I feel like it, so...
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think we can all agree that Alex Jones has put on weight while he reports. And he's
eating well?
Thin, so he looks like he's eating well. So maybe the truth, maybe you get fed on the inside. I don't know. I think, I'd be honest with you, I think the alternate media, and I think what we nowadays is the ones that haven't, the ones that haven't gone full internet, fully online, I think they're probably the last bastion of honest. So it's, I think they're just hoping that they die a death on their own and help. You know, maybe there's a vote. I don't know. Like I say, I'm just grasping at straws there.
I don't know either.
If you could put a couple of articles of the newspapers you're talking about, maybe news on it or someone who might put it to a vote. Should I have?
Yeah. Well, I only read one Toronto paper, really. I guess the other one is a paywall. I don't go there. And the other one is trying to put the paywall back up. This is about the fifth time they've tried. Okay, I did an interview with Hoy and Simon on Tycos, as I said, a couple of weeks ago. And I'm more interested in their media fakery stuff, which they don't really do much anymore. But one guy came on to the cluesforum.info called Anywho, and he was writing that basically Simon and Hoy, they do a great job with the fakery, but they do not discuss who did it, who done it. And the canned response, or the official alternative media response, is that it is the Jews. The Jews did it. And because Simon and Hoy don't put that up in bright lights on their website, people think that they are a gatekeeper operation for those that did it. The Jews. They do everything. They're all in positions of power. They brag about it. And Hoy left a really good response, I thought. And I might even try and read the whole thing. Should I try and read the whole thing?
Yeah.
Were you able to look at that?
I've not looked, but you see, I enjoy Hoy's essay. Also, I do remember the time that he was chatting to Ray West about the Jews. That popped to mind as well.
Hoy talked to Ray West? Was that in...
Do you remember on your Nuke Lives podcast?
I don't remember, honestly. You got a better memory than I did.
Revisionist, and you said, well, we've got Hoy in on the line, and they come on and they had a little a Jew-centric chat. I enjoyed it, so I'd like to hear your reply.
All right. Well, this guy just... I'm not going to read any who's post. I guess I could. Let's see. I'll click on it. I have the link, of course, on fakeologist.com if you're interested. Okay, let's see. To this I say, is not hate the proper response when one discovers who is behind 9/11, which Simon Shack for some reason will never talk about? I give a big hats off to Simon for helping me see the hoax that 9/11 was, but I condemn that he refuses to go further and identify the perpetrators and the reasons for the hoax, which involve a particular race of people. It is not hate to identify an enemy in your midst who is doing such things to lie and deceive. I hate Jews because I see them behind 9/11 and so many other horrible things. I do not apologize for my hatred, which is perfectly natural response when one becomes aware of the reality. Take this any way you want. What you are doing in this thread is to preemptively shield Jews from criticism for their part in 9/11 and other deceptions. I am calling bullshit. So that is the typical alternative media response. That's what's given to us as the official enemy. So the people that unofficially or officially do the dirty deeds are the Muslims. That's what we're told. But the people setting them up are the Jews. And everyone else in the majority, we're just standing around doing nothing. We're just watching this go on. So all the Christians that dominate the United States are just sitting there praying away in their churches and allowing the Jews to do all of it. That's what we're told to believe, because they have all the power, all the brains, they have all the money, even though they're probably the same percentage of the population as, say, the homosexuals or the transgenders, but they are somehow miraculously controlling everything, while all the majority are just sitting around staring at each other. See, that in and of itself makes the whole idea ridiculous to me. And even the Jesuits, of course, I was promoting that probably false meme for a while. It seemed more likely in my mind. And not so much the Jesuit priests that go around, but those that are bestowed titles by the Jesuit order. And most of them, it's just like the Masons. They get promoted and they get honored by them. And then they have their secret handshakes. And that's who we're told, as another alternative story, controls everything. Equally is probably crazy and preposterous. But here's Hoy's response. And I'll read it, because, like I said, Hoy is the best essay writer around. So is Clues Forum. Simon Shack, actually. Sorry. And here we go. "Wow," says Hoy. "There are so many things wrong with your post. I am surprised you are here. Zionists are different from Jews. Most people are lovely, but every society has its conservative psychos. Which are you? Hate is not a proper response. As Simon has dedicated his research to truth and justice and peace, hate is the opposite response you should have. He is not shielding any one person. He is trying to help everyone gain control over their own lives from those in their community who have failed them. So naturally, if you have some inner hate or fear, it will increase your paranoia that everyone benefiting will result in your hatred feared person benefiting too. And in your mind, anyone that looks like or remotely benefits my enemy is my enemy. Well, that's exactly the path to world wars, you fool. Furthermore, it's really foolish to think one person alone advanced imperial evils in on their own without the complete collaboration of all the nefarious power circles of the world. Psychopathy is the true enemy. Don't let it infect you. Anyway, if you truly hate a single group of people, then you're not understanding the research at all. Everyone uses propaganda. What people do you come from that has been historically immune from weaving mythology about itself? The goal humanity must have now is to understand and forgive the mythologies used to survive and move on to a place of truth." And I kind of like that one sentence says, humanity has used myth to survive. Very interesting concept. "But that's not going to happen if you rave about your innocence versus that of your scapegoat, even if it's a popular and given to you scapegoat." And then he quotes, "But I condemn that he refuses to go further and identify the perpetrators and the reasons for the hoax, which involve a particular race of people." And Hoy replies, "So says you. Because people disagree with your particular bias and prejudice, that means our motives must be bullshit. What if I call bullshit on you for pretending to be a racist to cause the forum to appear to be supportive of hate, violence, and war?" Exactly. This guy could be just a shill for the alternative media, which in itself doesn't even believe it. Quote, "It is not hate to..." And Hoy replies, "Blah, blah, blah. You say I hate Jews, but it's not really hate," in the same paragraph. "Duh. You are too stupid, or is it self-loathing, perhaps, needing someone to blame, to be responsible with this information? Ah, but perhaps I have misunderstood you because you struggle with language. Is that what you mean by this? Quote, take this any way you want." Hoy, that's very generous. So take it as you are asking to be asked about your community, your people, and yourself, and what you have personally done to discourage psychopathic behavior. I can't take it that way? Great, let us know. Just a pretty great response, I thought. And there's some more responses on the Clues Forum from Simon, from Nanho Capito. And Simon again, "Very well done. Honestly now,
Yeah, the argument's very similar to something like Gaddafi on power side. The throne, they all got one paradigm. You know, the aristocrats have put them in place, it falls. But it does seem that they will distract of a country. I'm not saying legitimate. Mm-hmm. But at this closest level, the people in the parliament around Sedley would need to see that he was distracted. You know, so the narrative, true or false, for the Jews, it's still there. And like you say, you've identified the Jesuits, obviously springs to mind because they're a lot older. And then we can incorporate the Masons. So by saying it, I fully agree with that. That's the basic level for a long, long. But to distract, like, let's just take Gaddafi, some of the people of Libya, and then we in the Western sunglasses larger than life. So same with the Jew. You can't say all Jews, you know, are rich. You can't say all Jews are this. So in Zion, yeah, definitely. I don't, but the Jew or the Zion, is obviously comfort. So I think that's why we got all that anti-Semitic, clearly, in the case going to maybe, case just be laughed at. Maybe seriously don't say improvable, it's too obvious.
Well,
what I'm saying.
Getting, the Zionist, well, that brings me to another post down on fakeologist.com called Why America Supports Israel, Expediting End Times. And this is, again, my listening to This American Life, which is one of the top podcasts in the world and has been for 20 years. And I'm almost done going backwards from episode 600 or so. I'm now at episode 110 or so. And it was a pretty good podcast from 20 years ago where they're talking about the Zionists in the United States, which are the Christians, the fundamentalist evangelical Christians, and those that want to expedite the end times. And I suppose I believe it's the dispensationalists. I can't remember. I interviewed this religious guy a couple of years ago, Tom Fress, who I thought was a good speaker. And basically, they would like to see the recreation of the Temple of Solomon on the Temple Rock or the Al-Haq Mosque, and the red heifer cows. They want to bring back all the Bible stuff, all the official narrative. They want to recreate so they can bring on the end times, bring on the rapture, be raptured the hell out of here, and the return of the Messiah. Even the Jews want the return of their Messiah. So the point is that the Christians that are the majority of the United States, that have a lot of money and a lot of influence, they themselves are helping create and certainly help fund and help create support for Israel, because like the Jews, the fundamentalist Jews that are in Israel, they want to see the recreation of these circumstances to bring about the return of the Messiah. So they're just as big Zionists as the so-called Jews that were told to return to Israel. So they're trying to recreate a narrative, which you may or may not believe is true, but doesn't matter. They believe it's true. So they're trying to expedite the apocalypse. And I just thought it was a really good summary on a mainstream media show on what is actually driving the money behind Israel. And no, I don't think Israel runs the United States. It's the other way around. Britain and America created Israel. Okay, they use it under the pretext that they want to protect Jews. Well, that's something like apple pie everyone can support. But they have other motivations, or there are many motivations, and it is the confluence of all these motivations that have created the state out of nothing. And everyone has their own reasons for supporting it, but the point is there is still probably majority support for it, despite what happens. And a lot of it is religious. A lot of it is. It's not just, okay, let's protect a persecuted group. It's let's recreate the situation to rapture the heck out of here. And that is powerful. There is no bigger, more powerful psychological operation than religion. None. Nothing will change that for a long time, if ever. And
yes,
so many people believe in it. Cannot get away from that belief system. You'll never bust that belief system.
Yeah, the narrative is definitely straight out. You know, and I really don't know. You talk about, I mean, there's a couple of reasons why I think Israel where it is. It's because they're the, in the past, they're the neighbors that has every kind of arms going. But unfortunately,
so we're told.
So we're told, yes. Yeah, correct. The spillage down, and with the location in Arabia, or Saudi Arabia. So, you know what, you're there. So it's not going to be hard to make a scarcity. So the geographical place of it, I can understand, and all the fire and, yeah. But I still don't understand people's America. Is that because the Bible's so popular? When you say Christian in America, is that the...
Yes.
20 years on, like you say.
It's still very big.
Is the narrative gone from the book church on screen now?
Yeah. Let's see if I can find the clip.
Easy Chicago, which cannot arrive until the temple is rebuilt.
Oh, here it is. This is actually why I found it right away.
Very religious Jews who's going in.
He looked at me for several minutes before he realized that I was serious.
When this official realized Mr. Lott was serious, he helped him write a letter that made its way from one U.S. government official to another, until finally it was forwarded to a private organization in Israel called the Temple Institute. The Temple Institute is run by very religious Jews whose goal is, as you might expect, to reestablish the ancient temple in Jerusalem. They want to do this because it's the belief of some Jews that to be truly Jewish, you have to obey all the commandments in the Bible. And it turns out that about a third of those commandments are specifically about things that happen at that original temple. Also, many Orthodox Jews believe that the Messiah, the Jewish Messiah, who's been awaited for millennia, cannot arrive until the temple is rebuilt. And it turns out that the rabbis at the Temple Institute had been pondering the question of where they were going to find a Numbers 19 red heifer without blemish or spot. And so naturally, they were very interested to talk with Mr. Lott. After some letters and phone calls, he flew to meet with them in Jerusalem. What they put into motion was a project that now involves dozens of people, volunteers, cattlemen, many Christian and Jewish donors.
Okay, now he's just talking about the red heifer, which I don't really... Numbers 19, 1-9. Here goes the numbers again, this red heifer. And that's what he's going on about. It's just an interesting story. It's the big idea to take away out of this is that religion is the number one motivator for most people, and that is their main belief system. Anything else is just trying to get people off that belief system. And that's the purpose of posting it on fakeologist.com. Let me just read a quick comment from Unreal. And Unreal is a big commenter here. I invited him on the Skype. He isn't answering. He doesn't seem to talk much anymore. And he said maybe No Clues on Jews would be a better alternate title to this story. He's very diplomatic in his disagreements with some of my posts, which is very, very diplomatic of him, as I said. And he says here, as much as one can agree that many Jews are not among the uttermost elite or all Freemasons, Jews as a group are nevertheless problematic, as their presence in important positions in industries is troublesome, as their general attitude is towards nepotism and defense of their undue position as a persecuted minority. I'm not sure I agree with any of that. Just a psyop like the Holocaust is a good example of how a lie can survive when there are enough liars to support it. In the majority Jews, and not only rich Jews, but only the Jewish community as a whole, as they dispute the lie, find it beneficial to continue to support this false narrative. So if truth is to be defended, it seems Jews do a pretty bad job of it on purpose, which is ironic as they are so influential in the media. So it seems like he's buying that they run the media too. So I'm not sure I want to finish this. But anyway, that's just a response. As I've said before in the past, some of the comments are just as interesting as the posts. And you can find the recent comments on fakeologist.com on the right side. If you want to just read comments as a RSS feed and not miss a comment, then I strongly suggest you use an RSS reader. And I have all the RSS feeds, really simple syndication, on the right side of my blog. You can subscribe to them and put them in your feed reader. And I'm seeing if it's easy to find. It's not too easy to find. I'm just looking here now. But I have recent comments. If you want to find the feed, you just go to fakeologist.com/feed/comment, I think. That's the comment feed. I'm not sure. Is that it? No, that's not it. But anyway, you can find the RSS feeds on the right side of fakeologist.com. So let me see here. I've got all the feeds myself. Comments. Let's see. What is it called? I have 8 followers for the comments. Let's see if I can find the... Where's the comment feed? I have to put a link to that so people can find that easily. But nevertheless, if you want to catch all the feed, the comments, it's best to find it through a feed, as I do for all my websites that I read. It's the easiest way to keep track and not miss a thing, because the blog RSS reader keeps track of everything you've read. Okay. I'm just going to take a quick break here. I have to dewater and water Napoleon, if you're still there. We're going to go silent for a minute and just play a bit of interlude. Actually, maybe I'll play the No Agenda show while waiting. You know what? Play a bit of Bart Sibrel here. I'll play a bit of Russian Vids while I'm gone. Give you a taste of some of the things I'm looking at.
I said, this is an episode of Punk. The reactions seem pretty legit. So again, those behind the scenes, they set up these astronauts. It's a big joke on them. Bart Sibrel. This is my opinion of what's taking place here. They couldn't basically script these guys, you know, to be actors and play this out. I think, again, these are real reactions, and you can't fake real, and that's what's taking place. You know, at first, I made a video on this, and I thought maybe it was all fabricated. You know, but again, some real reactions taking place here. They're caught off guard. Let's continue with the video.
That I walked on the moon, Apollo 14.
Well, you know, you're the first astronaut to do that. We asked six other astronauts to swear on the Bible, and they refused to do it.
Well, I don't particularly like to take oaths like that either, because I don't accept the Bible as the gospel of anything except a historical record. But we did go to the moon. You bet your sweet ass we went to the moon. Okay, turn off the camera. Your interview is done. I've given you all the time that I'm giving you.
Okie dokie. Good to meet you.
I don't say it's a pleasure.
I understand.
Please get your ass out of my house.
Okay.
And you came here under false pretenses, and I think you're an asshole.
Well,
and if you continue this, and if you press this, I will personally take you to court.
I hope that you do. I invite you to. I'm going to give you my card so you can arrange that. And I'm encouraging you to arrange.
You're frankly not worth it.
No. We have you on the record saying you'll take me to court. I hope you do. Because we have proof that we're proven in a court of law that Apollo 11 didn't go to the moon. And I think it's something that you should see. I don't say that lightly, believe me. I don't say it lightly.
You're joking, sir. People can have fun. And maybe do that if they feel like they want to have a little fun on a trip to the moon. As an independent producer...
Okay, we're heading out.
Doing that is against moral ethics.
Lying about going to the moon is a satanic lie.
Hey, of gigantic proportions. I don't hit people, but you're going to be on the deck unless you get...
I'm heading out.
So, again, right here, he's pretty angry. I don't think he's acting at all.
I appreciate it.
And get the hell out of my house. You'll get that gun and shoot them out before they get out of the office?
We have a video camera running if you want to do it.
Right.
That'd be great footage for us.
Now, this part coming up, like I said in my previous videos, An Astronaut's Gone Wild, you can hear the sun speak clearly. This is something I don't understand. Maybe after this was all said and done, I don't know, possibly Bart Sibrel told him, hey, this is basically we're put up to this, and they worked on this together to get that audio, and who knows, it's just a theory. But again, just I can't say enough, things just are not adding up. Just take a listen, and you can clearly hear the sun's voice. He makes a threat about calling the CIA and having these guys waxed out.
See you later. In court, I hope.
Want to call the CIA? Have a wax?
Again, how do they get that audio? These guys are on their way out of here. They've got their cameras. They've got their bags packed. How do they get this audio? You saw the sun. He was all the way at the deck. Let me just try to back up here. Now again, take a look at the sun here. I'm going to play this in a second. Again, I don't understand how they got the audio when they're already in the car, about to leave, and the sun is all the way at the deck area.
We have a video camera running if you...
Sun's all the way over here.
See you later. In court, I hope.
Want to call the CIA? Have a wax?
Makes no sense whatsoever. Just doesn't pass the smell test. And while on the subject of astronauts gone wild, let's take a look at this clip. Supposedly the last man on the moon, Eugene Cernan. This man is sweating bullets. But before I play the clip, take a look at him here. He's holding the ball of Earth. Just more programming. Let's play the audio for this clip here. We can take a look. Just see how nervous he is. I mean, this man is sweating like a stuffed pig.
Be 300-400 miles. I don't know exactly how far out the radiation Van Allen Belt is. It didn't seem to bother us very much.
Did you see shooting stars? Did you see the shooting stars?
Yeah, I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay.
But,
bottom line is, before I get to Alan Bean, the bottom line is, you know, if you watch the whole video, I'm not going to play the whole thing. These people, these astronauts, so-called astronauts.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. In my dreams, I have a plan. And the phone number is 518-639-6233, 518-639-6233. If you're the one person listening live, this time we have someone listening in France, maybe it's unreal, call us up, join in. The other way to reach us, of course, is on the Discord, or call in on the Skype at Fakeologist, or the phone. Call in.
One listener in Tennessee.
France.
France, unreal.
It could be. I don't think I've had any other French listeners ever that have called in.
You'd know it's French.
I have a lot of voicemails to go through. Let's see if I can play some of them.
Are these from the word pipe?
Speak pipe, yeah.
Speak pipe.
Actually, one. I can't remember if I played it. Let's see if I can log in. Sign in.
So you've not vetted these first, I'm swearing.
Yeah, let's see.
Hello there, Ab. From Bunny, Scotland. Cheers.
That's a no name, nothing. I have no idea who that was, but he's from Scotland. So he says, who's this from? This might be Faye.
Hey, Ab.
Yeah, it's Faye. She uses it too. I can't remember if that was a private one, so I won't listen to that. I also use a free conference call service that I don't actually use at all lately. And you can go on there. I think it's listed somewhere on my website for recording messages. And I have the record now turned on automatically. So if you call, it'll just start recording from a phone. And the number is for that. I don't know what it is. And I'm trying to log in now. And of course it won't log in. Oh, wait, here we go. So I've got messages there. I have not played any of them to myself even. I don't know what they're about. So let's see if we can play one here. They're probably just garbage, but let's see. No, I get telemarketers calling. I think there's robots that call. So let's see if this will play. What's this? This is live over the air. Let's see. 1 hour and 8 minutes. This caller's from somewhere far away. And it sounds just like dead air. I guess people call and leave the don't hang up. But like I said, it's probably just junk calls. I can't go through 1 hour and 8 minutes of silence. That's static. It's a real slow sort.
You could sell it Soundwave, Apollo. So.
Well, I could bring them all in. You're right. Listen. It's not a bad idea. Download them all and see if there's any sound in them. Looks like they're all dead. Oh. Dead air. Kind of like this broadcast. Dead air.
No, I'm being very illustrious.
Oh, Jesus. So much for the health.
Yeah. Well, no, I'll be honest with you. I'm a bit of a... More of a, I suppose it's like you. You know, you don't have any vices at all.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday afternoon, alone, love, a few hours is my wind down.
Good man. Everyone needs it. Now, OBF, One Born Free, he still has a blog, and he's still talking about Fetzer. Do you think I should get Fetzer on the air?
You mean to chat or recording?
Yeah.
Either way, I think he's good in bite size. You know, I'd like if you could talk to him, that'd be great. But, you know, there are some, you can almost work out what he'd say to you.
Oh, yeah, you know, he's got canned speeches. That's why I'm not sure it'd be valuable.
Yeah, but it would be worth what? Like I say, when I first heard him, Max, I had with
yeah.
You went up in my estate. You can think on your pertinent questions. You don't really the claptrap. You don't bite straight away. You might bite on some things.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, a female voice puts you off. But you know, we can be great, can we? but yeah, he would have a lot of canned responses ready for you. So you have to be on your toes.
Well, listen, I think I have a robot calling. This is a British phone number, I think. 44, is that your area code?
Yes.
I'm not listening to that. Sounds like a pub.
Yeah.
It doesn't show where they're calling from until I load it up. That was a pub.
I reckon you could get a Fetzel.
I'm just trying to find them on Skype. I'm doing a Skype search, and it's not finding them. That's how lousy the Skype search is. Fetzer.
I think once you go.
Oh, rats. I just canceled that by accident. Yeah, give me a call if anyone is listening live.
And I think once you go, before.
You know I can hear that, can't you?
I know, I'm playing it over the air.
Right, no, I wasn't sure if that was coming through on your call or not.
Okay. Can I have a number two as well, please?
I'm trying to figure out why would someone call a conference call number, because it's not easy to get through to. You have to dial the number and then type in the conference number. So why are people, unless I'm sharing a number with somebody else. Yeah, the website is fakeologist.com/cc, and that's the conference call number. If you want to do a fakeologist conference call with just telephones, you can do that. The phone numbers are at freeconferencecall.com, freeconferencecallhd.com, and get your dial-in number. And our code is 194774. And here I'm just playing one now, and I don't hear anything. So there you go. So I get mostly junk calls coming in on that. Here's 111 megabytes. What's this? I actually have a few, but they're all junk.
Keep going. You might find a threat.
I should download them all and just see if there's any sound waves on them.
What would you do if someone threatened you? I said, look, we want you talking to two people of power.
Yes, I should make some calls.
What would happen if you...
Yeah, it's a good point.
They'd probably just fix the lottery thing, because then you...
No, then I'd have more time to do everything. It'd be the opposite. That'd backfire.
No, maybe. You'd probably start investing. No, I'm only joking.
I did invest in coal.
Everybody's using, so you're only spot on there.
Yeah, you're right about that. Stuffgate.com. You can also look at the backlinks to my website, people that link to me. Something called Stuffgate. Where's my recent videos? Nobody watching the fake tube right now. So let me look here. Video. Where's my video press statistics, site counter stats? Let's look here. If you're listening live and there's quiet points, they'll all be cut out. I'm going to disconnect them. Okay, an employment agency called me. That's useless. So I don't understand how they call in and don't say anything. Slovakia is now listening. Slovakia, welcome. Call in if you'd like. 518-639-6233. We're going to go for another 20 minutes or so. Then we're going to call it quits. I have things to do. I think it stopped raining here on the north shores of Lake Ontario. This experiment is not really working out too well in terms of caller inners.
I think it'd be one of them if you leave them open for a little while after phone in. Will it still have the cutout on the silent?
I don't know. What I should do is get people to call into the conference call.
Motivate your fakeologist, whoever's in writing. Give them a question. You know, you've got a load of people at beck and call there. You can
I don't know how many people are at my beck and call, but...
You know, some of the main points that seem to be, you know, on fake power and the hollow hoax in charge. But, you know, you could ask, I believe, the NASA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a number of different things. There's a lot you could decipher.
True.
And I'd like you with Zal.
Yeah, Zal, call in. Yeah, anybody could call in. Point. Let's see on the Discord who we got.
People have looked at the laptop.
We got Freya. I don't know who that is. Silverbeam is called in. Taste of Freedom. Zal is there. Anemone. Anemone. I know you guys have been going back and forth. The chat's been pretty quiet too. Chris 746 can't join in. I know he is from around here, I believe.
There's a lot of that chat.
And a loose chat, yeah.
I find it out there.
Are you going to 153.news.net?
At the moment.
Let's see if there's let's see what they're saying about Sidethorn. I'll play that while we're... You cannot watch this video because you're not logged in. Well, how many times have I got to log in? Frustrating. Remember me. Okay.
Hey, everybody. It is Wednesday, July 18th, I believe. Yep. And we are taking a look real quick at Sidethorn's docket. And it's got updated a little bit ago. And I wasn't sure what or why. And so I'm trying to figure out what they are. But nothing much has changed except one little thing that I don't recall sitting here seeing is this. The unlawful transport of firearms fell in possession. I believe these are more charges that will be coming his way because they always charge these things up in threes so that you can plead them down to one or two. And it just looks really daunting when you have three charges that carry a 10-year sentence each. So, you know, you could be in there for 30 years if everything went bad. So,
you have a comment on Sidethorn? Is this real or is this a phony truther?
The first time I've heard of it.
Oh, wait. Someone. Oh, you never heard of Sidethorn? I might have Zyle. Let me see if I can add him. Add to chat. Okay, how do I add him? Add. I want to add you. Phone? Oh, I don't have a phone call with Zyle. Can't. I guess you're hearing me calling him?
Yes.
It's a disco beat. That's the new Skype. That's funny. Let's get back to Sidethorn. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, go on. Tell me about Sidethorn. Like, I was going to ask you a stupid question.
Sidethorn is the guy that was going up. No, hold on. Here comes Zyle. Felix, hi. Felix, hi. Let me guess. Felix, I wonder if I can talk to Felix at the same time. There he is. I can see you, but I can't hear you. He's got quite a hairdo. Can't hear you. Okay, I just got a flash of Xyloflex.
When you say hairdo, you wasn't talking about a merkin or...
No, he just came up on my screen. Or we just turned his video camera on. We're connected. But I can't hear him.
I can hear what sounds like a rabbit.
Oh, maybe I don't have it set up right. Let me call him again. I just set it up. This is scintillating radio. Can you hear me, Zyle? Zyle, can you hear me? Audio settings. 2212. I can see you, but I can't hear you. Can you hear me? Oh, he's nodding. You can hear me, but I can't hear you. Hold up two fingers if you can hear me. That's two. That's the peace sign. All right. I can't hear you. I see your lips moving, but I don't hear anything. Zyle is a very good commenter on the Fakeologist site. He looks every bit as smart as he sounds. He's got a Roger Hodgson look to him. He probably can't play any music, though. As smart as Zyle is, he can't get his microphone working. Does it work with anybody? Xyloflex is calling in on the Skype, but I cannot hear him, and neither can you.
No, beautiful picture.
Yeah, he's a Roger Hodgson lookalike. Cool guy. I don't even know if he can hear me now because he looks like he's just studying his screen.
Like I say, the Andy Dufresne of telecommunication. One way.
Yeah.
I'd like to say Fakeologist for a good... Yeah. You'd
Xyloflex, can you call me on the telephone? Can you call North America? No. It's too far. You don't have a pack? You can call me on Google Hangouts. Have you tried Google Hangouts? Too bad, because I have a perfectly clear video of him, but I can't hear him. I'm sorry, everyone. This is boring radio. He just hung up. Sidethorn, anyway, I'm wondering if he is part of the controlled opposition. That's all I'm asking. Now, he says he's been accused of that. He says he's not that in any way. He's not controlled, but there you go. You don't know anything about him, Napoleon?
No idea anything about him, but I think any kind of charge, whether or not the... You know, are they, what are they based on? They are after. Is he prolific? And why is he?
Well, he went up to the preacher at the Sutherland Springs Church where they staged what was probably a capstone event, phony shooting, and he was right in the face of the participants, the preacher there, and he's a big guy. He comes across as fairly threatening, I think, and now he's been charged, we're told.
Well, all I can say is, did he have a background? If he had a history?
I think so. I think he had some.
Obviously, some of the alt-right build up their past, you know, that's their right of passage. So maybe this could be his. He'll get off with a charge. I don't know. But it's hard to think, you know, apparently it was. I don't look into him, but the charges, if they are real, disclosed. So I don't know, and a pastor, you know, maybe that's, but it usually can go before the, so I just need to.
I think he's been on the scene for a long time in different circles. I don't know exactly what.
Yeah, and maybe it could be being used as a scapegoat. I don't know, it depends. I don't know if he's prolific. Like I said, I've never heard of him, but if the shooting, a particular church shoot, there's a lot of stuff that's happened before 9-1. I address a lot. You're going to pull me up now. No, but do you know what I mean? I do, where there's lots of things. I'm still really, basically, I thought I've been regressed. I listened to A.A. Morris, Universe podcast, and it brought back all I was reading, eloquent paragraph and books and pages, skimming a wonderful, wonderful A.A. Morris's voice. So literally there's more questions than answers now, and a lot of the observations that I had, whatever we are on, I'm glad to see incorrect, whatever they ever model. So I say to anybody out, invest some time, listen A.A. Morris, listen to it in full. Try and make your own observations from that before you know it. Maybe a little bit more confident. Like I say, I believe my own eyes. It was a wonderful podcast. It brought a lot back. Reevaluate.
Here's the video of him confronting. I'll play it for you.
Is this Sidethorn?
Yeah. I'll put it in the show notes here. Interesting music. He's walking up to the church.
We got it. I just wanted to let you know. We got that aerial footage and we're done. So okay, we're out of here. My name is Sato. Anyway, you got a second so I can talk to you? Sure. Just for a second?
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask you one question.
Yeah.
How many people showed up here and said it was fake? Have you had any of those? Not at all, huh? I'll be damned.
This is from last year, November.
Many people coming in, which they never...
Right. How do you know for a fact that it actually happened if you weren't here? So I'm just
not going to answer that question.
I'm just, these are people that are asking us questions on our media site, so that's what I'm saying. We've got to.
You can tell those people, God has encouraged them. Encouragement. You know, I don't know how well you know them.
Pretty well.
But there's a place in there that says, in the last days, the question is there faith on earth?
And are we in the last days, in your opinion?
In my opinion, yes, but I don't know. But all I'm saying is with all that's going on in the world, we seek solutions, and many different. It's getting more and more clear that the solution.
Right.
And the question is, what does work?
Where is all this leading, though? All of these mass events.
For us to see.
Is that coming through okay? Can you hear the preacher?
Yeah, perfect.
Your answer is.
Even though some, in an overwhelming opinion, some of them are manufactured by the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, what do you think about that? Is that all leading toward the same faith?
I have no idea, but I can only tell you the challenge of this time, turn to God, find you. So that's going to be my last word.
And that should be based on whether it's real or fake, correct?
I can't tell you that. I only can say, and that's
what... Well, I would agree with that, and that's kind of would pertain to either situation, if it was real or manufactured.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Can I give you one of our flyers, though? I mean, it doesn't have this particular incident in it, but it does have 33 different events that we know for a fact were manufactured by Department of Homeland Security, and we're offering just a reward on those other ones. And, of course, you've got to know that because of overwhelming evidence, we've had to add this to the list.
Okay. So, thank you, sir.
I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, me and you know the truth. Now, we don't care what about these people know, you know, this, that, and the other. And I understand your faith and what you're saying. And you know what? Maybe that is to bring us all to faith, these manufactured events. So, I mean, if it does the same thing, isn't the results exactly what we're looking for? That we all come to faith?
I can't comment. All I know is that people's hearts are being affected.
Exactly, but is that fair that they're affected for a situation that didn't actually happen, or is it warranted?
I cannot comment on that.
But in your opinion, is it warranted? All right, sir.
Well, there you go. There's Sidethorn. That's what he does. He was a little more confrontational in other videos, but he was interviewed by Ole Demigard as well, and that's worth a listen to as well. I would listen to that.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. That's it wasn't. I know some. I'm just when these maybe with the music. That's the end. HRDPE. Maybe that's it.
He did a pretty interesting mainstream media interview here. I'll put that on the link in the show notes. I posted that too in the past. Interesting music.
You go to this church. I watched the video the other day. You are claiming that there are no death certificates. All of this is a hoax, a fraud. It's all phony. Why do you believe?
Because it's true.
Well, you got to have more of an answer than that. I mean, I could say I have the world's largest dong. How do you know that's true? It's just true.
No, five minutes of research of anybody looking into the false flag shooting. It's a DHS drill. If anybody who spent 5 minutes looking into it, any of the evidence provided, it's fake.
Now, are any of these mass shootings real, or are they all Department of Homeland Security drills?
I haven't seen a real one.
So there are no mass shootings that take place in the United States?
Name one.
Sandy Hook.
Fake.
Columbine.
Fake.
Aurora, Colorado.
Fake.
Yeah, this is an award
fake.
Show.
All
this,
of these
this
like
are saying we thank... We'd like,
do you like that?
This is at the same. Yeah, these are all just admitting that. That's a good fight. See, I never knew that. That's them going, right, this was fake, that was fake. They're just admitting it. That's it. Your HRDPRs are over. No more of it.
Yeah.
No more.
So the question is Sidethorn the absolute extreme case of a truther going out there confronting and going to jail for anything they can find that he did? Is this all part of it? That's the question.
Yeah, he's perfectly lodged, buddy, in that reporter's voice, TV. If that fellow was legit, he had that much of a newsreader's voice. Everybody, so, yeah, and the other fellow prepared. So, that's good. I'll listen to that. I'll find the link again. Yeah, that's good. Did you stop it for me there? Go on, carry on. So far, it's in a bow.
I put the links into the live stream show notes of the Discord audio chat. Discord chat. Live stream show notes. All right. Well, we've been going for 2 hours, and I know this has been kind of boring for some, but I've enjoyed my conversation with you. We've just left the phone lines open to see if anyone would call, and the answer is obvious, that no one is interested in calling.
Well,
but we have the phone number. It is there. You can call and leave a message, I think. If anyone wants to call, leave a message, 518-639-6233. Going to leave the phone open on whatever Sunday is that I'm available, and we'll just have a chat. Remember, there's so much on the Fakeologist site. We've got comments. We've got the Discord. We've got forums. We've got tons of stuff to look into and have a look. It says on Alexa, Fakeologist.com is number 930,053. The millionth most visited site. So congratulations.
That's not bad. That's not bad considering how many fat people there are and how many cooking podcasts there are. You can section this down. You don't need that big. You're probably 18 in the world in what you do.
It says the website's worth $3,226. I should just sell the site right now and leave. How far can I go on $3,000? That's not even my tax bill.
On tire check.
That's three fill-ups of the truck. Oh, well. Doesn't add up to
it. Considering you put Trump in power, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You got that.
A few people predicted it. Not Trump. They knew it was going.
I'm going to
put... I mean, there's an air... There's something different, Fakeologist. It's not a conspiracy website. Conspiracies are a byproduct. Do you know what I mean? The short side fall into the minutia. She's brilliant. Step back and...
Well, you've always been a good supporter.
You know, I wish I was eloquent. If I had a big wallet, mate, I would have done.
No, you know what? You put in your time here, and you do good. We appreciate you. You do well. I am going to play a bit of this.
Welcome to issue 26 of the Clues Chronicle. Please bear with some of our background audio, which will have transportation themes, due to our jet set lifestyle, I guess. All right, enjoy the show. Let's jump right in.
How are you doing, Hoy?
Good. Your voice sounds much better, actually.
Oh, good. I've been working on it. Thank you.
All right.
Working on it. I've been 3 weeks on fruit only.
Wow. That's interesting.
So that works well. I've never tried it, but I've certainly watched people on YouTube trying to convince me that it's a good idea. So it works.
Well, you have to be careful. It might kick you into a healing crisis or a healing episode. Then you're like, I got sick on fruit.
Yeah. I always love the terminology Herximer reaction. I don't know why. I'm like, wow, that's a cool word. I don't even know where it comes from, but that's supposed to be the descriptor.
I know. They should stop that. And health things after people. It's just dumb.
Like after a single person that had one disease or, yeah.
Well, I mean, I know we all have that bug of healthy living. And
that's Kay Ham and Hoy Poloy on Clues Forum. I don't know what we were just listening to there. Was Kay talking to herself? That was crazy. Did you understand what was going on there?
Yeah, I think we were talking about a fruit diet and then Elvis Comparison's voice.
Oh, okay. Is that what was happening? It sounded like she was talking to herself. I couldn't. Hey, that was bizarre.
I'm grasping at straws there, mate. Yes, it was bizarre. there was two women there as well. Not.
Well, it might have been her twice with different sound effects, but it was bizarre. I'll leave a note to that on the website here. Actually, they're talking about Utoya. Let me listen to or create a link to that on the for the show notes for tonight's broadcast. Issue 26. I do listen to that. I like Hoy, as you know, and I like Kay. Kay was a major contributor here on the Fakeologist Radio Network back in the day. We nurture, we bring these podcasters up from nowhere, and we're happy to help out and make audios happen in the same vein of same topic that we're interested in. So now they're all grown up with their own podcast, which is fine. I like it. No competition here. We're not in competition. We're just enjoying all the different Clues Forum and Fakeologist type information out there. I like that. And hopefully everyone else likes that too.
Literally, a lot of people aren't aware of. So, you know, you cannot say that what you're doing here isn't changing ideas. So anyone who's not been on chat, try your best, what's an hour? They don't put everything in chat in tech there.
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up a bit. I think that's a sign that we should probably get moving on. So, thanks again, Napoleon, for joining in. Appreciate it. Thanks for anyone who's listening. Yep. And hit us up on Sundays. Most Sundays we'll be here. We'll open up the phone lines and give us a ring. And you can go to the Discord service and go to the Make a Date section and tell us when you're going to be on. Maybe we'll hook up and do an audio. So I'm going to sign off now because it's been 2 hours, and that's what I promised. So we'll just play out a little bit of this 9/11 music soundtrack. I can't remember what movie this is from, but I think there was some 9/11 movie, and we'll just play a little bit of the soundtrack from Ruel. So I'm thankful for that 9/11 movie that I don't even know the name of.
The tide is high, it sink or swim. My only rival is within. Giants coming round the bend. My only rival is within. Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Zion Felix. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.